Action item number three, your dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mornings and the evening. First of all, those adhkar, most of them are dua, so inshallah Allah answers those dua. But number two is that the meanings in them are so beautiful. I really want you guys to spend time with their meanings, because they are powerful. They put you in the right mindset in the morning, they put you in the right mindset in the evening. When you're mentioning Allah in the morning, as soon as you wake up, mentioning Allah in the evening before bedtime and before nighttime, mentioning Allah while you're driving or reading Quran, your mind and your heart are like a garden. And now you're making the garden beautiful, full of flowers, right? Every time you say dhikr, you're cleansing your heart and your soul. So beautiful things can grow, and then foul things don't want to be there. They can't survive there. A flowing, beautiful river. If there's some envy or some anger or some dirtiness entering, what does the river do? It cleanses it out, right? But if it's a swamp, the good thought dies quickly. You think of some evil and it enters your heart, but your heart is a swamp. What's that evil going to do there? It's going to set, it's going to rot, it's going to grow, it's going to fester, right? But if it goes into a beautiful river because it's only a few hours left until you do your next dhikr. It's only another hour till you're in the masjid. It's only another half an hour till you're reciting Quran or saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, etc., right? It's only another hour until you're with a group of friends who are really good people, who lift your spirits, who talk about good things, right? It's a flowing river. It just cleanses your soul.